This is Valley Edition. It's early June and Yosemite's Tioga Pass Road isn't even close to opening. That's thanks to the record snowfall that hit most of the Sierra this winter. Near the top of the road is Tuolumne Meadows, one of the park's most beautiful sites, nestled among high Sierra peaks and pristine alpine lakes. If it's still a winter wonderland there now, imagine what it was like in the middle of winter. Now imagine spending the entire winter there alone in Yosemite's high country. That's exactly what our next guests did this year. And boy, do they have a story to share. Laura and Rob Paluski were the Tuolumne Winter Rangers there this year. The couple spent the entire winter at the meadows, tending to the park's historic buildings, measuring snowfall, and going on ski patrols. They join us now on Valley Public Radio. Laura and Rob, welcome.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be here.
So this wasn't your first year as the Tuolumne Winter Rangers. How did this year's experience with all the record snowfall compare with other years?
Yeah, it was quite an experience, as you might imagine. This is our sixth winter doing being the Tuolumne Winter Rangers, and we've had quite a mixed bag of winters season since then, including 2015, which was the driest winter on record. This winter, the winter of 2016-2017, it was quite an experience. In the first 3 weeks of January alone, we measured 208 inches of new snow in our front yard in Tuolumne Meadows, and that was unlike anything either of us had ever experienced. We've been working in the winter ski jobs now for over 20 years, primarily doing ski patrol. And it was quite an experience, just to feel the wrath of Mother Nature, if you will.
So, Laura, if you could walk us through what a typical day would be, and what are the living accommodations there? How isolated are you from the rest of the park and the rest of the world at that point in the middle of winter?
We are located, in Tuolumne Meadows, but on foot or on ski or snowshoe is about 16 miles from the nearest trailhead to the east or west. And most winters, it's just a regular Nordic ski to get out there, but this winter the road was really avalanche prone, and visitation was dropped quite a bit as a result. But I guess a day in the life in January, February was pretty much waking up, having coffee and going out and shoveling just to keep our house and roof and generator room and woodshed from collapsing. But in a normal winter, we live like most modern people in a house with normal amenities. But this year the power went out, and so we had to melt snow for drinking water and doing dishes and cleaning up. And the solar panels that are normally back up, there wasn't much sun for 2 to 2.5 months straight. So it made it a little bit more challenging, but it also made it a little bit more romantic, if you will, and made us feel more in touch with the elements out there and remind us of why we're there. So it was pretty special in that regard. It was very physically demanding, but very rewarding at the same time.
So you did not have electricity for a good portion of the winter. Do I understand that correctly?
We had some electricity. We didn't have phone service. We had limited internet with a use of a propane generator. But since we didn't know how long we would be without power, and we have other needs for the propane, just powering lights and such, that worked. And then when the sun finally did shine in March, we were able to use solar power to get more back on the grid, if you will, to have normal living conditions. But it was a very unique experience, and we fully embraced it. We had to pace ourselves shoveling so our backs didn't break, and we tried our best to keep all the buildings in Tuolumne clear of snow. A lot of them are flat-topped roofs, and a lot of them are historic, so we wanted to try to preserve those for the summer use there. But
is this something you have to train for in the off season, so to speak?
There are no shoveling competitions that we attend, but we stay in shape in the summer, being wilderness rangers in Sequoia and National Park. But we are trained ski patrollers in our previous careers, and I think pretty much living and working out there every day, just getting around on foot or on ski is our training.
Now, turning back to Rob, both of you have talked about ski patrol activities and making sure that there aren't any dangerous situations happening out there with people, or if there has been a situation, responding in some way. Given the massive amount of precipitation we had this winter, did that create more problems, or maybe did it keep people away, and were there less problems? How did that work out this year? Were there any rescue situations you were involved in?
Yeah, visitation was pretty low this winter, as you might imagine. Like Laura said, due to the avalanche hazard on the approach from Leevining and the condition of the ski and the road, instead of being a flat road grade, turned into a 45-degree slope that ended in a cliff. So it really kept a lot of the visitors at Mammoth and at other ski resorts. There was a two-month period, January and February, where only one hardy soul managed to make it up the Tioga Road from Leevining. So in that 62-day period, there was only one other person who was in there, and for us, it felt very isolated. So this winter, we didn't have any active search and rescue missions, but through our blog and through the visitors who did make it out, there were quite a few in late December. And once the real heavy weather had ended in March and April, that was the time when visitation picked up. And but with our weekly blog and by making frequent trips down to the ski hut to contact the visitors, we try to play an active role in preventing those type SARs.
So walk me through this situation when the one person in that two-month period showed up. How is that like a Stanley and Livingston sort of experience, where this person comes out of the snow, the first person you've seen in months? What was that like?
Well, I'm actually the one who encountered him, and he was at the ski hut, pretty exhausted from his trek in, and was actually afraid to go back out because of what he had experienced. But that's kind of why we are there, to give advice and encouragement and help when needed out there. The weather cleared, and he ultimately was able to make it out by himself. But it was different seeing a different, you know, I probably talked his ear off there at the ski hut for a little while, but we were on our way to our snow survey, so we kind of had a lot of other work going on at the time. But it's always fun to meet characters out there, because we get folks who are young and old, some people who have been coming to Tuolumne for decades in the winter to spend a week there and escape the front country, if you will, and the city life. And also, there's a lot of new skiers. The equipment has become a lot more user-friendly, and we're getting a lot of younger generation skiers who are a little more extreme, potentially, in the lines that they choose to ski. And we're there if anybody gets hurt or if anything goes wrong, especially if they can't fly the helicopter due to the weather out there.
Now, you're wilderness rangers in Sequoia National Park during the summer part of your season, so you're used to being out alone. What is it? How do the two experiences compare? I mean, that's truly a wilderness experience that you're getting in the wintertime. Not that Sequoia isn't, but how do you compare the two?
Yeah, in the summer months, obviously, we see many more visitors. My ranger station is in the shadow of Mount Whitney and on the John Muir Trail, which has become exceedingly more popular over the years. So you're right. In the wintertime, it's much more isolated in Tuolumne Meadows. And this is sort of the career path we've chosen. So this is what we prefer. I mean, if you can imagine parking your car and skiing or hiking away for 3.5 months and only being powered by your own feet on skis or hiking. It's much simpler, you know, if you can imagine that. Where it's a little more complicated is buying supplies for those seasons, because we have to stock up our stores in Tuolumne Meadows. We buy 5 months worth of groceries over the course of 3 or 4 days, and it's kind of a shock to the system. But once our stores are in place, it's very simple living, and it's the way we prefer it.
What's the strangest thing that's happened during your time as a winter ranger up at Tuolumne Meadows in the winter? Is there anything especially that stands out to you, either Laura or Rob?
Well, the one that comes to mind is just from this winter. Occurred on a wintry night in early February, when we had spent the day with shovels in our hands, keeping our tunnels going to the various facilities open, and had been in bed for a couple of hours, when we heard this crash come from the kitchen, and we're like, what was that? It startled us both out of a very sound sleep, and we went into the kitchen to discover that an avalanche had come off of the roof, and because of the big snow piles that surrounded our house, the sliding snow had nowhere to go, and it had blasted through our porch doors and left about knee-high snow piled up in our kitchen. So we had to get our shovels back out and clear out our living space in our PJs. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
quite a change from the prior year. The avalanche busted down the door in your kitchen.
How long
does it take to clear something like that?
Oh, thankfully didn't take too long. It was more just the surprise factor, I think, of having to wake up in the night and thinking maybe that the whole roof is going to collapse. But thankfully, it was just the door getting pushed in.
Is there any other job like yours? It has to be one of the most unique ones in the world.
Yeah, we've thought about that, and we've never met anybody who has similar job. There's winter caretakers at various places, but to be in such a grand place as Yosemite Park and Tuolumne Meadows, when that place shuts down in the winter, if you've been there in the summertime, and I'm sure a lot of the people listening on the radio have, to experience it in the winter is just a different world altogether, and we feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to serve the public and to spend winters in Tuolumne Meadows. I think you're right. I don't know of any other jobs that like those, and we feel very fortunate to have been able to do it for 6 winters, and we hope to return for our 7th next year. We'll see what Mother Nature has in store for us then.
We certainly look forward to that, and 2016-2017 was truly a historic year. Rob and Laura Paluski, winter rangers, they spent the winter at Tuolumne Meadows in Yosemite National Park all the way through late April. They're now at their summer job as wilderness rangers in Sequoia National Park along the John Muir Trail, joining us today on the phone here on Valley Public Radio. Rob and Laura, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it.